Trotsky in 1917. I just came across an extract from one of the speeches Pete Dickinson translated for the marvelous new book Trotsky in 1917, which has many articles and speeches translated into English for the first time. Trotsky quotes from an audacious speech he made to a hostile audience in his History of the Russian Revolution. The translation into English for the first time of this speech, published by the New Socialist Party publishing house, Socialist Books, does a great service to Marxism. Trotsky addresses a conference that was convened specifically to undermine the Bolsheviks and the Soviets just 1 month before the October Russian Revolution in 1917. At the start, the audience barracked Trotsky with catcalls, and Long Live Kerensky and the chair struggled to keep order. By the time Trotsky had finished, at the end of the speech, he is greeted with a standing ovation, strong applause and a call of Long Live the Revolutionary Trotsky. Trotsky is too modest to mention any of this in his history, which plays down his own pivotal role in the revolution, and emphasizes the equally critical role of Lenin. Trotsky in 1917 provides a way for readers new to this revolutionary period in Russia to learn about the fundamental issues that led to this historical world-changing event through the simple, bite-sized, yet brilliantly written, and mesmerizing articles and speeches from Trotsky. And the translations, I think, preserve in full the excitement Trotsky generated with that clarity of thought which cuts through all confusion and doubt. Pete Mason, Barking. Trotsky in 1917, £12.50 from Socialist Books.co.uk,